name of Jesus I speak.
Commissioner Kwai, yes, Chris, Rufwe, Nalanda.
We shall continue with our study on the one true church.
Twala konkanya kusambirira pamulandu wa lukutalumo lwa chine.
As far as the scripture is concerned,
monge fio malembo ya susa.
We understand that there are two periods of time in which the church is going to be.
Pali nshita shibiri yumo lukuta kwa la sauri no kumonekela.
Obviously, this has a lot to do with the prophecy in the scriptures.
Hili pa ya mina pa busese mo wafya le mbotya kwa la isa.
So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through some example from the Bible to confirm that there are actually two periods in time in which the church of God will appear on
Ndefaya kulorulisha mchipingo na hukumu na maweshi ya umotulemu na kuti ulukutalu wa kwa lesa hukumu nekela mche ndeshinga shiviri nangupanishita shiviri kono pesa mbali ya chalo.
For example, yeah, you know the first temple represents the apostolic church.
Itempele ya kubaila kwa ya imina kwa nishita ya watumwa.
And then the second temple represents the end time true church.
Kane temple ya rubiri ni lukuta lwachi ne lwakulekelesha kula mshuku ya shakulekelesha.
So after I finished my short talk, you are free to question me.
Iyo na kuisha ni kutu na kuisha kusambisha na mkwatesa mbusha kuteti Nampira kinadi kumachila faya kure mba. Buku yenu. Mkutu manji kushame pisho. Oh, yeah, no kenshi.
Now, obviously, the establishment of the church is closely connected to the coming of the Spirit.
Kende kwa kwa lukuta, kwa minna, kwa panacha famo, na kuisa kwa mpashu wa mshiro.
What we said before, without the Spirit of God, the church is dead.
Ukwa bula mpashu wa mshilo ulukuta kuluntu lwa kwa.
That's why we don't believe in human founders.
Echo tuwa tatuwasumina mtu wa kutati emu ino watendeke ulukuta.
Because the church does not belong to anyone.
And ulukuta tuwa mtu na wakalia.
Church belongs to God.
Ulukuta lwa kwa laisa.
The question, how do we know that there are two people of time?
So
what I'm going to do is I first wanted to look at Micah. Micah chapter 3. Micah chapter 3 verse 12. Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field, Jerusalem shall become pits and ruins, and the mountain of the temple like a burning hill of the forest.
Attention, pamulandu wa imwe zoni ulino kulimwa nge ibala kawe Yerusalemu ulino kubikwa pamo nga chao na ulwa kawili ulupiri lwe tempele ulwa salanga nshua mumpanga.
Here it says Zion shall be plowed like a field.
Apele landati zoni alino kulimwa nge ibala.
Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins.
Kai Yerusalemu akawanga If you go shall now lua thingy.
What do ruins represent?
What is sin?
What
do you mean by sin?
Sin.
Yes.
Why is it recorded? Remember, I kept begging you to remember the verses. By the way, what do you remember?
I'm very good at repeating, so I don't mind.
Ezekiel 36, verse 33. Thus says the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all the iniquity, I will also enable you to dwell in the city, so you shall be
Ero Shukuru Yehova Atile Mubushkuomkamusangulula Kumampulu Yenu Yonsen Kalenge Mipi Kamerenge Mishi Ukwikala Ukwikalwamo Nietimoria. Ukwalua ichalo ichapomoka ichikali mwamo pe punda apali.
Okay, so when Micah says Jerusalem shall be a heap of ruins, meaning Jerusalem shall be filled with what? Iniquities.
Nga Micah tira ukutira Yerusalemu akawa Akona ulwa mishumechila mkesulwa ulubembo.
Now, we turn back to Micah chapter 3.
Well, Micah chapter 3.
It says, like the bare hills of the forest.
Nolubili ulwa nganda lukava musansama wamtengo.
It is like a place where nothing can be grown.
Kawange chende mumuta mushingalimwa nangu chimo. Kawanga munche dusha kwa tichi tichi pe mena kalia.
Now how is it that the church of God, the community of God, has become sadder, has become completely devastated?
Kuchita washa minga ndia kwa lesa wanga chende ya vipo yao na ulomu yu msambo.
Nga
mwavelenga mwavelishi ya kutendika po fiyo kuta shikunu moku.
For example in verse 9.
Nga mwavelenga mwavelishi 9.
Here it talks about how the leaders and leads the people.
Lilanda pamula nuwafio nchungulu shishire chungula shikala chungula abantu.
They have all justice, they pervert all equities.
Yes. Va abatungo bupingushi ukusela usha abakonda mikwa kutambalala.
In verse 10, it seems that Zion was not destroyed.
Tere mune kwatizone. Tiwaona wirwe wino apa iyo.
I see that Zion continue to grow.
Tere mune mune kwatizone aduwa kutwa ya mukukula.
But here says Zion shall be built up with bloodshed.
Anda tizone akakulwa no mulopa.
And Jerusalem the new place.
Na Yerusalemu na mampulu.
Basically, we find that this Church of God on earth continue to grow.
Mukumuwele tuule sanga tuuru kutalo akwale sapesa mbereche kutwale na kukula.
But in the eyes of God, it was like a heaps of ruins.
Mensi akwale sabanga
heaps of ruins.
Yes, I want to write you speak use the right them. Ichi nokubanga china ni umuchigana gifiko ifyabi tukapamo.
Now, if you look at the book of Revelation,
batomana mwego ku ya kusokolola,
look at the seven churches.
Revelationi pa kota china luvali.
Five out of seven were completely plagued with sinners.
Tumone mungatwa mwana kutati pa mkuta 5 mkuta 7 shonse kuta shalisha shalubembo.
Many of them actually had the work of Satan, meaning allow Satan to work in the church.
Inkuta shingi shasu minishe satana kupiungira mkati kalukuta.
If you study church history,
nga mwasoma ishalemba pamulandu wankuta walukuta.
At the turn of the first century,
mukutendeka kwa kutendeka kwa shika na nguwa miaka ya wabubiri walukuta.
We find that the church has become utterly corrupted.
Kuisa sana tuwa kutuwa sana chicha ilukuta lwadi fie chimbi chimbi.
If you look at how the church expanded after the death of the apostle,
mbatuwa mwona ifyo ilukuta lwasa menishiwe panchita ya ili wabatumwa wafuile.
You will be able to understand what Micah is talking about.
Mwilino kuiluka ifyo Mika alela ndapanangu aso sele.
For example, the Crusaders.
Mwanenangu awe nensuwa kushimikila shimikila.
They went around expanding the kingdom of God, the so-called kingdom of God.
Bali sarangene no kuya mkukula ufumu wa kwalesa. Oku ita ufumu wa kwalesa.
We find that in the process, those who resisted Christianity were slaughtered.
Tulemu na kutuwa tibali hawa asha uwa kenu wina Kristu uwa libepeye.
That's why we find that they left behind a very bad legacy.
Tulemu na kutila hawa vantu uwa ilishiri chibi panuma.
Especially advanced in Muslim.
Naka makafie kuchiso chava Muslim uwa lumwana.
That's why we can see that there is a very heated up tension between the Muslim world and the Christian world.
Eh, tule mwena na lelo, pawa, ulipakati, kawena, kawa Christiani na wa Muslim.
In the eyes of men, the church continues to
expand. Meso ya mtu nse, ulukuta rai tuadile ukula.
According to Micah,
kulingana Mika,
it's like the church has become a heap of ruins, filled with sin.
Chiremo leko kwa chulu kutalwa liulwa isulwa mwono lupembo.
So when you come to chapter 4.
Yetu aisa mu chapter 4.
And then it has to, the church has to be revived in the latter days.
Chulu kutalwa walwa kubweshuwa kumunishu kusha kulekelesha.
And then this Zion actually is the same as the one previously.
Yerusione ezo wane wakudinga wakubadilapo.
Shall be established on top of all the mountains.
Ali no kubikwa pamulu yampiri.
We have studied the other day before.
Baisomene mubushukubwa pita.
That the church was able to be established because of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Ajuru kutalwali lwakuimikwa ni pamulandu wampashu wa mshilo.
Man has no power and strength to establish God's kingdom.
Muntu takwa takwa makana ngwisambu yakuimika ufumu wa kwalesa.
I want you to read chapter 4 verse 1.
Ndefa tukwelenge mu chapter 4 verse 1.
Now it shall come to pass in the latter day.
Nomba munshuku shakumpela.
This refers to the end time. The church of God, yeah, where the Spirit left the church. Earthly ecclesiastical establishment, you know, became corrupt. But you know that the plan of salvation is that God must continue to save.
Maishuwa ukutila mapanga ya kwalesa les avela kukukula kususha pa nshita na nshita.
That's why when you read chapter 4, when you find that God re-established what? Zion.
Echo munga mwamona mwamenga mu chapter 4 lesa ai mika kabili chipia chipia zione.
So this Zion is on top of all the other mountains.
Ululu kuta zione luli pamulu wa kutashonse.
Let's look at another example. I want you to turn to this Isaiah. We look at chapter 11.
Isaiah chapter 11.
We read verse 10. We should read verse 10 all the way to verse 12.
Welenge kutendeka verse 10 to shinte fe na verse 12.
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 10.
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 10.
Is that to come outside? So in verse 12.
Shall we continue? Yeah.
Okay, we continue. Okay, if you read verse 10. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10.
Jisuma.
Now, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. Okay, now okay, it says there shall be a root of Jesse. Who is this root? This root obviously refers to Jesus Christ.
Okay,
it says he shall stand as a banner to the people. He shall become a banner to the people. And the Gentiles shall seek him. So you find that when Christ came into the picture, he shall become a banner to the people. Now we know that, you know, when Christ came into this world, he also established the church.